welcome to TBP Talks. My name's Olivia, this is episode 6, and today I'm very excited to introduce 5 of the TBP team members for a Christmas special podcast. So with me today, I have Angela, our Customer Success Manager, Jen, our Creative Strategist, Matt, our Business Development Manager, Becca, our Talent Executive, and Rish, our Campaign Manager. So welcome everyone, how are we all?
Good morning.
Lovely to see you all. So seeing as it's Christmas and it's very much upon us, I'm not quite sure how the year has gone so fast, this podcast is going to be about all things Christmas. So we are literally a few days into December now. Has anyone already got their Christmas tree up?
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I did it on Saturday,
1st
of December.
When do you think is the appropriate time to put your Christmas decorations up?
I think any time after the 1st of December.
Okay, so you're more of a December, you wouldn't do it in
November. I mean, I don't mind it at the end of November, but I think, you know, Christmas
I've
is
seen
December,
some people
isn't
going
it?
Ham with their garden, like, yeah. Half, like mid-November,
yeah.
Like ham, hall decorations, reindeers, like, things outside.
I think people get into the festive spirit a lot earlier these days, especially when you've got Christmas adverts and brands, you know, talking about it all the time. So what kind of decorations do you guys go for? Are you more minimal or do you go all out, Christmas tacky?
I think it's quite easy to get a bit too tacky, so I try and, like, keep it quite classy,
right.
And don't go overboard.
What is tacky though?
Yeah,
so
what is
much.
Tacky?
Yeah,
what is your classy?
I've got all things silver theme in my house.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
What does everyone else go for?
I'm a green and red person. I don't know why.
So
I've always, yeah, traditional.
Nice.
Same Christmas decorations for 26 years now.
Wow.
So yeah, nice family theme running through.
Very nice. And are your decorations up already?
They are. 1st of December.
I think that's more like a tradition thing, isn't it? Because my family do 1st of December, so maybe it's just, something like that.
I don't think we actually have our tree up yet. I need to FaceTime my mum and see, but it's normally around the first 2 weeks of December.
Do you have any in your flat decorations?
We did, actually. I got home on Sunday, and one of my housemates' boyfriend had just bought us a real Christmas tree for the first time and set it up whilst we were all out, so that was very nice.
Oh, I love that. And we've decorated the office as well, so that was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, last Friday.
Last Friday.
Yeah, it's the last day of November.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
So well, it's the last day of November it went up. Yeah. It was the first on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Here.
I was very impressed by little bubbles with the names of the team members in it. It's just really cool.
I know, it's a nice touch.
Yeah, yeah. Names on the bulbs.
I did not see that.
So the Christmas excitement used to start with the opening of an advent calendar or the lugging home of a Christmas tree. But now we know the season to go shopping is upon us when John Lewis released its Christmas TV advert. So I'm sure we're all eager to see what the major brands have come up with each year for their Christmas adverts. So what are we all thinking about this year's ads? Are there any that have really stood out for anyone?
I think we've got to talk about John Lewis first.
Yeah.
It's always the big
Lewis.
One. Everyone looks forward to that one.
Yeah, so it's titled The Boy and the Piano. And the ad tells the true story of how a Christmas gift, a piano belonging to Elton John's grandmother, I think it was, went on to inspire the music icon's life, and then it works sort of backwards chronologically from the present day to the moment he received the present from his mum. So what did we all think? I thought it was lovely.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was so, like, nice and emotional.
Everyone was saying it didn't really relate to Christmas, but I think John Lewis do sell pianos, if I'm correct, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
They sell everything. I think it was good. It was quite different. So stepping away from kind of all their usual Christmas ads.
Yeah.
But I quite liked that they had a celeb connection for once. Because they've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with someone who's, you know, so like British and everyone loves Elton John. I think it was quite a good move for them.
Yeah. People were criticising it because it tied in with his selling of his concert tickets.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, is it more of like a whim to try and sell his tickets? But I thought it was quite festive. What did everyone else think?
I liked it, but I think that their previous ones have been better. Like, I really liked that one when they had, like, the dog bouncing on the trampoline.
Oh, that was cute. That was cute. Has anyone seen Marks and Spencer's one? So this year it's starring their ambassador, Holly Willoughby, and the advert highlights sort of, like, the important role that M&S plays for families. So whether that's buying decorations or, you know, the food that you can get at M&S. So did anyone rate that one or are we not
I
so
I haven't that seen
one.
That one.
No.
Have you not seen it?
No.
He's plugging in the lights and then it all kind of Unravels. No. Oh, okay, so that hasn't stood out. Is there any more that people have liked?
Have you seen the... I think it's McDonald's one with the reindeers and the carrots.
I think that's ridiculous.
I didn't get it. Do they sell carrots?
So sweet. Yeah, they do little snack packs of carrots.
No.
So it was really cute.
No, I don't like that one.
Really?
No.
Oh,
no,
I loved it.
I like the BBC Christmas one. I saw it yesterday, actually. It's all about freezing time, which kind of relates to everyone because you're in a kind of limbo period where you finish work and you have time to pause and kind of reflect
on that year. Which was that one?
BBC.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about Christmas time together. So it's about a mum and a son and they freeze time to spend their day together, like at a fun fair.
Oh, I love that. That sounds
great.
Because
she's a working mum, so super busy. But yeah, I thought that was quite
that
nice. Sentimental.
Matt, any favourites?
To be honest, I was sold on the John Lewis one. I think that really hits home.
Yeah, for me,
it brings back a lot of childhood memories as well. When you get a present and then you kind of reflect on it. So for me, it was a guitar, and then I still have the same one as well.
Oh, that's really nice.
It linked with me quite nicely.
Oh, amazing. Who reckons they could guess the top three Christmas adverts of all time?
Ooh. Oh, wow, that's a great question.
So I've got the three hit. No, Coca-Cola is
no. Really?
Let's go third place first. So third, second, first. So what do we reckon the third?
Will there be like a John Lewis one?
There's
two John Lewises in there.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
So in 2015, John Lewis shows that even if a person is halfway around the world, you can still show them you're thinking about them at Christmas. Yeah, so Man on the Moon was number one.
Maybe the little boy for the John Lewis, where he gives his parents
Oh, I know which one you mean, but no.
Not the Moz the Monster one.
No. I reckon you'll know it when I say it. Monty the Penguin.
Oh, of course.
So it was connecting out inner child. We see through the eyes of a boy as he wants to make his toy penguin Monty happy this Christmas. So that was a brilliant one. And third, I think you would know it if I said it. Have a guess. It's not John Lewis. It's another big major brand.
Oh. Is it House of Fraser one, maybe?
No, but that was fourth.
A Boots one?
No.
M&S Fairies?
How do you guys that know was this fifth?
Okay, it was... Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's. Oh, the war one.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas. Yeah, that was brilliant.
That was a good one.
So taking us back 100 years, Sainsbury's revisits the battlefield in World War I, and despite the war zone, the supermarket echoes the meaning of Christmas, and they're sharing the chocolate.
They had the chocolate. And that was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
I remember that now.
I know, it was really good. So let's move on to office Christmas parties. So they're more than just an elaborate trap set by the HR department. In fact, when done right, they can be amazingly fun for all involved. So with that in mind, what are some of the best Christmas parties you guys have been to and why?
I have a really, really good one that I think blew my mind, like totally. I used to work for a real estate company and we did our Christmas party in the Cuttisar boat in Greenwich.
Oh, wow.
So they have this huge, like underneath the boat, big space. It looks insane, really surreal. And they had put like loads of tables there, super, like really, really Christmassy, and it was massive. We were like more than 300 people in there, in the boat, and everything was quite a low ceiling with like wood, everything. It was insane.
Was it like a sit-down dinner?
It was a sit-down dinner, and a bit of open bar, a lot of open bar actually. It was crazy to have such a venue because it's really unusual. It's not just like a big reception room, it's not a restaurant, it's a boat. And
it is a boat.
Yeah.
Celebrating Christmas on a boat. That's a great one. Jen?
I haven't actually been to that many. In my old company, they hired out 100 Wardour Street.
Oh, yes.
Which was, like, lovely and obviously a free bar.
I bet that was very busy.
Yeah, it was just really posh as well. Like, you felt like a celebrity or something.
That's a good one.
I haven't been to many either.
We've got some youngins.
Yeah, I have. They were very low-key. Nothing too major. A few kind of black tie dinners, quite down, quite tame.
Okay, I'll flip the question. What would you want to do if it was your choice for a Christmas party?
That is a great question. I think being in the capital here, I think a nice boat cruise would be lovely.
Yeah.
With maybe some fireworks at the end. So, yeah, we might pitch that next year.
Big budget, man.
Ask HR next year, see what we can do. Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard that bowling is a really popular one this year at All Star Lane. So people actually hire out the whole of the bowling. You can eat there, you can drink. So that's really nice. Mm. Any others?
What do you want to go?
No.
at my last agency, so I used to work in PR, they hired out OC Island. So it's just off Essex. you can rent out the entire island, which is amazing. And they have like manor houses, kind of granny annex where you can stay.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it was kind of a whole day where we went biking during the day, had like a champagne brunch, and then we had an evening in like a barn, so sit down meal, and then also karaoke. It's quite nice having everyone away together because you kind of speak to a lot of people that you haven't spoken to before.
That's a great one. Very jealous. Okay, so Christmas gifts. So we're all desperately trying to decide what to buy our friends and family this time of year. And despite hundreds of gift guides out there giving us ideas, it can still be an overwhelming process, can't it? So how and where do you do your Christmas shopping? Are you a high street and online? Do you do it early? Do you do it Christmas Eve? How do you do your shopping?
I don't really buy things, I buy like, experiences. Like I struggle to actually get more and more ideas, you know, after like so many years of buying gifts for people, you kind of expire everything.
Everyone's got what they need.
So I like buying some of the best gifts I've done is just like festival things or like trips away or little things like that, like really builds memory rather than just having stuff. So
I like that.
Which means that I don't have to like go to shops, technically, or not that much.
So would you buy the experiences online?
Yeah, I would buy like, I don't know, like a ticket for something or a flight for somewhere, like if it's really a big present. But I love doing that. I think it's just so much more, it just means so much more, like to do something, for example, together with someone or just for them to enjoy an experience. It's a memory, so I like that a lot better.
No, that's great.
And it's less last minute as well, because you don't have to like run somewhere. Like,
I have like a kind of strategy I like try and
implement. Oh, I love this. You are our creative strategist, so you put a strategy to your Christmas presents. I love it.
I try and do it really early just because like often you get kind of paid early in December, so you have to make that last. So I try and get it all early.
Very good
and
thinking.
I always try and do it online just because like I literally hate going to the high street. It's so busy.
Yes, it is busy.
And it gets busier like closer to Christmas. I remember I worked in like a card shop once on Christmas Eve and it was just carnage. Like you literally could not move.
I know, it's quite crazy to think that Christmas Eve the shops are rammed because I just think that's so last minute.
So
like, I'm a planner so I couldn't do that. But yeah, it is. They are really full, aren't they?
Yeah, and in terms of like gifts, I try and do like small but thoughtful. So like I might kind of do like a gift bag of like for my best friend about all her favourite things, so like her favourite sweets or like makeup she uses or like a gift card to like her favourite store or something.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah, definitely. I actually quite like to take a day off work for it. Early December.
Why not?
It gets me in the mood to get in the Christmas spirit as well.
So you're not an online, we'll go into the shop.
I like going into the shop because I like asking for advice, what's hot and what's not for family members. And B, I actually like the feeling of actually purchasing it. As much as I do like online shopping, Christmas is very thoughtfulness. So like what Jen said, it's actually giving them something that's going to be memorable these days, I think, rather than just the most expensive thing.
Matt, you'd be a great son and a great boyfriend.
Thank you.
I like to do it in half, so I try and do half of my own Christmas shopping on like Black Friday so I can get some good deals.
Good, yeah, good idea.
And then, I like to take a day off work as well, because I mean, it's like quite nice to get in the festive spirit, everyone's in Christmassy mood, all the decorations everywhere. Like, I mean, I hate Oxford Street, but like walking down Oxford Street and like going down Regent Street and all the decorations
on the Thursday morning,
so
the
lights.
Not after.
Well, they open the shops later now, so like... Yeah. I mean, it's nice to kind of get in the Christmas spirit.
I agree, yeah, it is lovely. And Rish?
So I do what Angela does normally. So I'll buy my parents like theatre tickets or something that we can all do together. So last year we got them Aladdin tickets, me and my brother. So we all went, I think it was sometime this year. But it kind of varies.
Really nice.
Yeah, so I'm taking my brother go-karting.
I think experiences are good. They're memorable, like you said.
Definitely.
Yeah. So from Christmas markets and Christmas shopping in London to ice skating rinks, winter wonderland and festive events, there are lots of magical things to do at Christmas time in London. So what are some of your favourite festive places to go and see?
Winter wonderland.
How can anyone stand winter wonderland?
Yeah.
I think it's lovely,
but it's too too much is too much. I can't deal with it.
I don't really.
Can't deal with it.
You don't like it.
So Winter Wonderland isn't a favourite in this room.
I do like it.
It's for me, yeah.
I went on Friday and it was very busy, like after work. Like I had to queue. I left at like 5:30, didn't get until 7 PM.
I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah,
weekends are tough.
You can't even take a water bottle in anymore. You have to give them all, they check your bags. Like,
yeah.
It's very secure.
I mean, I'm pleased it's secure, but yeah, I know what you mean. It can be a bit of a process. Okay, where else are we loving? Has anyone been ice skating?
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
You went as well, didn't you, Olivia?
Yeah,
you both went.
I went to Somerset House a couple of weeks ago, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Fortnum Mason is sponsoring it again, and they also have like a Bailey's bar, so they do Bailey's hot chocolate.
Oh, cool. So what are Fortnum Mason doing?
So they've always have kind of a pop-up around Somerset House.
Oh, lovely.
So just Christmas gifts, trees, decorations.
Oh, nice.
Because the tree is always Fortnum Mason, which is nice.
I went to the National History Museum ice rink.
Yeah.
So I've been there before. I've done Somerset House and I've done the Winter Wonderland one. So
which one's better? Somerset House or...
I would actually say Somerset House because the Natural History Museum, they crammed so many of us onto the ice.
No.
I was like walking around rather than skating because it was so busy. Like, I mean, the picture point was brilliant. I got a great picture from it. But other than that, yeah, the skating wasn't overly great. Has anyone been to Copper Club? I've heard that's great.
The igloos.
No. Yes,
I haven't, but I want to go. Cause
they're so busy. Like I tried to book because my birthday is at Christmas. I tried to book it for my birthday, but they book up like literally on the day. But for our talent Christmas social, we're actually going to Avery, which is a similar sort of thing, but it also has like igloos outside as well.
Oh, fantastic!
So we found there's quite a few alternatives now. I think like Copper Club came around like 2 years ago with the igloos.
Where is
and
Avery?
Now, it's, oh gosh, where is it?
I think it's city, isn't it?
I think it is in the city. I don't actually
know
exactly where it is.
As well, South Bank, it's called Jim's
Yeah,
Lodge
no, I've seen that one
like,
too.
Oh yeah.
They've been out for, or like,
yeah, there's
and
so many now.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
It's cool.
The Mee Hotel London is also doing those igloos up in their rooftop.
At the radio?
Yes, at radio, that's the one. Jen, have you been to any cool festive places?
Yeah, weirdly, I was like round Liverpool Street way last year, just meeting a friend. And I can't remember the name of it, so I'm going to have to like track it down on maps or something. But we like, just by chance, stumbled across this like kind of Christmas market, like a pop-up.
Oh, lovely.
And it was really nice. It was kind of tucked away behind the station. And it was just like a little grotto, and there was like hot chocolate and like fairy lights everywhere, and like even like fake snow, but it actually wasn't tacky. and it was just really nice. I think it was kind of more special because we just like weren't expecting to find it.
Yeah, it was more of a surprise.
Yeah, but I need to find out the name. It's really nice.
I do think Christmas markets are nice. Mm. I feel like I buy stuff for the sake of it, just because it's a Christmas market.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So, a recent study revealed that much-loved Christmas traditions, such as eggnog, pennies in the pudding, and carol singing, are now practically a thing of the past. So, this survey showed that just a third of Britons will hang a wreath on the door of the front door, and only 65% will put up a Christmas tree. So, what do we think? Are there any family Christmas traditions that you do or have done sort of every year with your families, or do you think, like the study says, tradition is a thing of the past?
It's a tough one. I did see some carol singers actually today coming out of my tube station, and it did put a smile on my face. And you don't see it as much anymore.
No,
and it is a bit of a shame. No, not in the carriageway, but as I came out the station, there's about 30 kind of full orchestra, conductor at the front, and I was like, that's actually pretty good.
It does put a smile on your face, doesn't it? Like, it's just something that's so festive and so magical. Do you have any traditions in your family?
We have kind of the main one on Christmas Day. We all sit down and watch The Snowman.
Love that.
Which is a classic. Yeah, that's the kind of everything, the main thing that everyone has to sit down and do.
Oh,
apart from
so
that,
nice.
It's very chilled out, to be honest.
I want to know other people's traditions. What do we do?
So we always watch Elf on Christmas Eve. That's what we
great
do
film.
Here. And then I live in Surrey back home, so we have a lake by us, Virginia Water Lake, so we always go for a walk on Christmas Day with our dog, which
love
is
that.
Great.
I thought you were going to say we all go and dip in the cold water on Christmas Day.
Definitely not.
You're one of them people.
But it's always really nice seeing all the different dogs, and then Moshi, our little Shih Tzu, has fun seeing everyone else in his little Christmas jumper.
I love that. Any others?
It was probably more exciting when me and my sister are younger, but we still look forward to it. Every year, my mum like gets like posh biscuits from like Waitrose or M&S, and it's like, I know you can get them kind of any time, but she only gets them at Christmas. So
dip
like
them in your tea.
Yeah, so like every morning, it's like, every Christmas morning, it's like, yes, posh biscuits.
That's really nice.
For me, there's not really such thing as tradition. I'm from a very multicultural family, and I'm not from Britain as well, which means that everything's very different. We don't have... It's every year very different. There's not always a Christmas tree. I know it's going to offend some people. But my parents just are a bit all over the place. My family's a bit all over the place. So we usually... We don't do a proper Christmas dinner or anything like that. We do like a dinner where everybody brings something that they're so impressed to show off and want to make everybody try.
I love that.
So it can be anything from the most exotic dishes to like,
it's never turkey,
never anything really traditional. We are very anti-tradition people. But yeah, so this year I'm actually not going back. I'm staying in England and live the English Christmas. So we'll see how that goes.
My family are really traditional. I mean, they're not overly like things that you would think of that you would do at Christmas, but like on Christmas Eve we have ham, egg and chips. I don't know why.
Oh,
just always
the same.
Yeah, always done
I thought
it.
I was the only one that did that.
No. And we always hang mistletoe, so if anyone like goes under it you have to do a kiss. But obviously if it's jokey. We always set fire to our Christmas pudding. Anyone
yep.
Do that?
Oh, yeah. Turn one. Off the lights and it comes through.
We watch the Queen's speech.
My mum
makes traditional, really. And then going for like a post Christmas dinner walk. So that dog walk.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so that's our traditions. So to end the Christmas special podcast, we're going to do a quick fire round of like a Christmas quiz that I put together.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Really bad at this.
So it's one of those, you know, like it's like A or B, and then you have to pick it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should we go round? Like we'll do it clockwise.
Okay.
Sure. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Okay. Mince pie or Christmas pudding?
None. I can't stand it. Sorry.
Right,
great start.
We're starting with Jen.
What?
Sorry, I killed it. I couldn't lie about it.
Next question.
Okay. You have to just pretend.
No, yeah.
Mince pies all day.
Mince pies, absolutely.
Right, mince pie or Christmas pudding?
Yeah, mince pies.
Mince pies.
Silver or gold?
Oh, gold.
Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé?
Mariah.
Giving or receiving?
Giving.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Candles or fireplace?
Fireplace.
Cinnamon or nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
Gravy or cranberry sauce?
Gravy.
Eating in or eating out?
Eating in.
Christmas cards or Christmas presents?
Christmas cards.
Home Alone or Love Actually?
Oh, Love Actually.
Monopoly or charades?
Charades.
Gingerbread or candy canes?
Gingerbread.
Pigs in blankets or Christmas turkey?
Pigs in blankets.
Real Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree?
Fake Christmas tree.
Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark.
Party dress or Christmas jumper?
Christmas jumper.
Santa Claus or the Grinch?
Santa Claus.
Way, there we go, guys.
Some good answers and good questions as well, actually. Yeah, on the spot. Yeah.
Very good.
Well, guys, it's been super fun chatting all things Christmas with you. I'm afraid time is now up, but we have come to the end. Have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yes.
It's been great fun.
I love a little festive podcast.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. Festive.
Thank you for hosting.
No problem. Well, to those listening, thank you so much for listening to TBP Talks. All of us here wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to you joining us for another episode in the new year, 2019. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.